Other Record Notebook, around 1955. It is likely that this group of notes, which is coherent and forms a certain continuity, dates from the time Marilyn started working with Lee Strasberg, around 1955. A sincere effort at introspection can be observed as the star returned to her childhood and the lifelong fears it engendered. Aunt Ida is probably Ida Martin, rather than Ida Bollander, with whom Marilyn also stayed as a child. Ida Martin was the mother of Marilyn's aunt by marriage, an evangelical Christian and strict disciplinarian who emphasized obedience and was repressive about sexual issues in general. She may also have made the 12-year-old Norma Jean feel guilty for an episode in which she said she had been molested. To no longer feel ashamed of what you were, of what you desired. This was what Marilyn, who had made her childhood dream come true by becoming an actress, was now aiming for. We may also assume that she had just started psychoanalysis, as she pointed out the bent of the unconscious to forget and repress, an impulse she urged herself to struggle against by trying to reclaim memory in order to be able to accept herself fully. She experienced work as a way of freeing herself from the constraints and shackles of the past, and these pages can be read as an outline of self-analysis, both gripping and moving.
Life starts from now. Ida, I have still been obeying her. It's not only harmful for me to do so, but unreality, because life starts from now. Inhibits myself, inhibits my work, inhibits thoughts. In my work, I don't want to obey her any longer, and I can do my work as fully as I wish, since as a small child, intact, first desire was to be an actress, and I spent years play-acting until I had jobs. I will not be punished, or trying to hide it, enjoying myself as fully as I wish or want to. I will be as sensitive as I am without being ashamed of it. Trust in the faith, in the simple objects and tasks, sense memory, outside and inside objects. I haven't had faith in life, meaning reality. Whatever it is or happens, there is nothing to hold on to but reality, to realize the present, whatever it may be, because that's how it is. And it's much better to know reality or things as they are than not to know and to have few illusions as possible. Train my will now.